Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 23.
Wow.
That's like, it's like...
23 you know, and me.
23 and me,
23
yes.
and me.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting off this week quick, Dr. Disrespect has been banned from Twitch.
Honestly, wow. Disrespectful.
They said nothing. They said nothing.
It is disrespectful.
It's so odd, because he was one of the biggest streamers on the platform. He had this, like... I think multi-million dollar deal with them.
I would think so.
But then just out of nowhere, they banned him and they're saying all this stuff. His career's over, apparently.
The thing is, he's been
banned
before. It's
just so
before.
Odd that they wouldn't say why. That's the first time
there was no reasoning,
quote unquote, canceled
given.
Without. Well, no, they said that he did something awful, and everyone who says they know said that they can't say. It's not their place to say.
So, well, he was banned before for like the bathroom incident. But this time it's permanent.
Yeah,
supposedly.
But then he was unbanned.
Yeah, then he was
this
unbanned.
This time they say it's permanent.
Yeah.
But I think it's a big fucking publicity stunt.
Really?
I have no idea where to stand.
By Twitch? I think...
What do you think is
on.
Like a coordinated
he
thing?
Won't say it. He won't say what he did. They won't say what he did. And when you think everyone's been talking about him, we just talked about him. We're feeding into it.
Conspiracy theory.
I think that they're paying
they're acting
the guy.
Like this is like... Top notch level FBI confidential stuff.
I mean, what could he have done that they can't
honestly,
talk about?
I mean, what is everyone getting canceled over these days?
And also, what could have been done that maybe it wasn't on stream because then people would have caught it, right? I mean, clearly it would have been something that have stood out, like the bathroom
people
incident.
People catch that stuff all
so
the time.
Maybe this is something that's like personal, maybe.
Dr. Disrespect canceled for being disrespectful.
Oh. Damn
How could
it.
He be so disrespectful?
Said a swear word on stream.
No.
Epic Fortnite moment.
That would suck.
It is. Something's out of place there.
It's
but,
definitely fishy.
I guess only time will tell.
It's true.
Something that we do know why they've been canceled. A bunch of Smash Brothers streamers have... Apparently, is it allegedly or is it 100% proven?
It's 100% allegedly.
Having
yeah.
relations.
Like, I thought it was like two
with minors.
Or three of them, and then I looked at a full list and it's like six.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Six Smash Brothers streamers had relations with minors.
Yeah.
That is not gamer.
In ages,
not gamer at all.
From like 14 to like 16.
Oh, what the
well,
fuck?
Well, yeah, you gotta get the whole
what
spectrum
the
in
fuck,
there.
Like, dude,
well,
what
those
the
of them,
fuck?
And some of the actual streamers were like. 24.
I mean, you got Super Smash Bros. Literally, quite. You know what I mean? They're literally smashing bros. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Oh, God.
And there's actually a girl, a woman on there.
That's pretty
you don't
fucked
see
up.
Too often. You know, interesting.
Really a darn shame. It's really a bad week for streamers.
That whole, in 1 week,
not an epic
like
week
that
for
whole
gaming.
Smash Brothers Twitch streamer community just got absolutely dismantled in one fell swoop.
It's a shame.
Jeez. I mean, it's definitely odd. But people are getting canceled left and right for nowadays. But can't linger on that too long because video games are costing $70.
Wow, just coming right out and saying it.
This is real travesty.
What's up with this?
Well, supposedly.
That's the biggest. We should cancel video games.
I want to cancel that extra $10.
$70?
Yeah.
What
well,
the hell?
The way how this started is that they're like considering, because everything costs more money now because the games are better or whatever. And there was like a leak that says the release for this game, like it was NBA like 2K22 or something, it was going to be $70. And so now they're thinking
so
that's going to be the
already
new norm.
$70 too much for an NBA game.
Yeah, first of all, NBA games should pay us to play them.
Honestly.
And
you can probably pick up NBA fucking 12 for $2 at
it's going to be the same thing as 21.
Weren't we joking when we were watching the PS4 reveal, like, "Oh, what's it going to be? Sweat graphics?"
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it starts the sweat graphics.
I honestly think that was one of the things. Wow.
Smell
so
vision.
Stupid.
Smell the players from your TV. Oh, yes.
So, I have a weird feeling that just the whole next-gen thing is going to be way more cost-unfriendly than we have foreseen.
The consoles are already really expensive.
Yeah, consoles are going to be expensive. The games are expensive. I don't know.
I mean, you could argue that it's due to inflation. But that's not what they're saying.
I mean, has there ever been an increase of this size from generation to generation beforehand?
I forgot. I wonder what the jump was to get to $60. I mean, I feel like it's been $60 for at least like 15, 20 years at this point.
It's been $60 since they were like...
Yeah, like the 90s. Like
playing on the
maybe.
Fucking like Game & Watch.
I don't know.
Were NES games like...
I feel like it also depends on what it was. Like, so
yeah,
like,
it really. I think it like, really did depend on the game. But now you'll get fucking like Dog Park 12 for
and
$60.
And then the
bucks.
DLC is like 120.
Like one level.
Oh, extra
there's,
dog
there's really
parks.
Only a few... There's really only a few games that I played where it's like, okay, this was actually worth $60 to get anyway.
What seems out of place about it to me is that you pay $70 for a game now, and then there's literally, like, it's riddled with microtransactions. What's the point?
Yeah, and then all the DLC and stuff that costs extra.
Actually, this...
It's so lame.
What is the most you've ever paid for a game? And I think I know the answer to this one, but... That'd be funny to share.
Oh, me? I bought fucking Destiny 2, the whole like expanded version, pre-ordered for $100.
Oh,
got
wow.
The game, played it, didn't really like it. Fuck me.
Yeah, for me it's even probably worse. I used to be like a huge Call of Duty nerd, and I bought the World War II edition for like $110 or something, and I just didn't even play it. It was like the worst game I've ever played. I don't know. I just was not a fan. So I've never spent that much money ever on a game again, and I will never do that.
I don't think it's worth spending. I hate when people are like fucking like collector's edition.
I hate
like they buy Last of Us 2 15 times. Like, what's the point, really?
Yeah, Theo, did you ever pay anything like big for a game, or do you not do that?
I think all the like really big like ultimate editions that I've bought have been like used.
Oh,
and I never buy a collector's edition or anything.
I know my Halo 5 is the steel case, but it was cheaper on eBay than the regular
version.
Yeah, I
steel cases.
I wouldn't have bought the steel case.
Didn't that come with your Xbox? Did you buy it separately?
I got my Xbox with Battlefront.
Ah, okay. So
I did not end up getting the DLC for that game, although I did play it a lot when I was little.
Yeah.
Very
so, epic. Like, 5 years ago.
Hey, speaking of Star Wars.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, there's a big rumor going around.
Oh, you got this one?
There was a Reddit post that said...
I did not know this.
Most reliable source.
Obviously. Now, this is a very unlikely rumor, but it said that Disney might strike the sequel trilogy from the canon.
Oh my god!
Just all of it. Scrap it.
That's so funny.
I feel like that could happen, but it won't be Disney.
It's very unlikely.
Like Disney would not be the one
to make
that call.
So many people have said that they don't consider it to be canon.
Well, yeah,
I really don't think it matters.
But like they were saying, like if they do that, it would be like in an alternate universe, and then they would use like some explanation from Rebels to like explain it away. Like, oh, this series of events, like the whole Mirrors thing.
Rebels had fucking time travel in it. Of all franchises that needed time travel,
Star Wars, really?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But it's
of all the things they could have done with it.
That's funny.
That would be so funny if they'd say like, "Oops, sorry, damage control." But I mean, there's so many people like on fucking Twitter that will defend those movies to their graves.
That's what I was saying. I think Disney has defended them too much to just give up now and say, "Well, we screwed up. You're right."
Just kidding. that's really funny, actually.
I imagine how the actors and directors feel who have made the movies. They must be like, oh.
Yeah,
similar to
like
how the prequel actors
for
felt.
Daisy Ridley and John Boyega. It's like, oh, your movies?
Well, okay, the first movie, and I think this, like, when The Force Awakens came out, it was pretty widely, like, it was critically acclaimed. Everyone liked it.
Well, because people were thinking about where they were going to take it.
I think
it,
and Force Awakens and Rogue One. Those movies are both really good to me.
I think in hindsight now, Force Awakens is way worse than it was when it came out.
It's still
not
a bad movie though.
Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they didn't build on any of the stuff.
No.
Like if the other two movies were good, I think
Force Awakens
would
basically
hold up
just
a lot better.
Fan service and introducing the new characters. That was it.
Yeah.
But then, like, the last movie was fan service, too.
Well,
and
then
that's just
didn't
like,
even have...
Really? And it just did nothing with the new characters either. It felt like fan service while also trying to be its own thing, but not trying hard enough and just being half-assed fan service.
Yeah, it just
I felt like Rogue One was like
Rogue One was good because it was something we hadn't seen before.
I even make an exception for Solo because they weren't even at like those are prequels and I don't know. It's
Solo's a good
movie. I like when they don't add it to the story. They're just kind of building off what we already have.
Like the Darth Vader scenes in Rogue One are good fan service. Because that's what fan service should be. Not like fucking like bringing Han Solo back for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Like there's no point. All right. I think that's all we kind of have to say on that. With that, I'm going to put us towards our monkey break.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Big fucking thank you to our patrons, Young Pirate One and Lily.
Lily.
Monkey high five of respect.
Love to see it.
Timmy McTim, not too far behind.
Not at all.
And with that, we will see you in a second. And we're back.
Oh.
Monkey see, monkey
do.
Oh,
yeah.
Monkey do.
Dookie, monkey dookie.
Stinky
horse facts from Wyatt.
Horse fact time. Did you know that horses can not only run shortly after birth, but can also sleep both lying down and standing up? Pretty insane.
That's epic.
Really cool.
Yeah, and also, similar to that, Ryan can also sleep standing up and sitting down. So I think that's a cool little fact.
Well,
little
he's Ryan fact right sleeping there. Standing up, but I think his weight just like topples him over.
Kind of
I think, yeah,
pulls it down.
Just, his fat rolls actually
domino
support
effect.
Him off the ground.
Yeah.
All right, back into it, boys. Beavis and Butthead reboot.
Wow.
What's up with this?
Beavis
and Butthead?
I guess it's getting renewed by Comedy Central, which is pretty interesting.
Guess they ran
it
out of ideas.
It had a pretty
ideas.
Significant run back in the day. It was
that's interesting.
It ran from like 1993 to 2011, so it had a good run. But I guess they're bringing it back.
But
on Comedy
Central. It did kind of die in a sad way. They just gave it a movie and then told it to fuck off.
Yeah,
that was. It's just like yeah.
When was
it could have done
Comedy
so much
Central
better.
Comedy Central really doesn't have that many good shows.
Comedy Central, in my opinion, you got South Park, which isn't what it used to be, but still good. And then you got Tosh.0, which is
funny. Tosh is funny.
Tosh is very funny. But Comedy Central used to be. I can't really think off the top of my head. I mix it up with Adult Swim too often.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are very similar.
They are
stations. I guess.
But I feel like
Swim
also like I've seen like
cartoon.
I've seen like YouTubers and stuff on Comedy Central. It feels a little more low budget and maybe a little more.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really
I guess
know.
Maybe there's not a market for like low budget stuff like that on TV anymore.
I mean, all TV shows are obviously low budget, but this one seems more significantly like a little bit easier to get on. Not as many people watch it.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
I guess. I suppose. It would be interesting to see Beavis and Butthead come back, because I never really... I've seen clips of it that are just, like, funny.
Yeah.
But it was an MTV show, too.
Oh, yeah. Originally, yeah.
God. Remember when MTV actually had
MTV.
Good programming?
I also wonder if the animation style is going to be the same, or if they're going to change it up a bit.
I don't think they can change it
no.
too drastically.
If they make it good... It's not going to suck.
Claymation, Beavis and Butthead.
I hate to say that it would just instantly suck, but it kind of would instantly
Beavis
suck
and Butthead,
if they do it like
Pixar.
That.
Pixar. Oh, no.
Or maybe if they actually just use an actual a butt as Butthead, maybe that would be a little... just some guy bent over.
Speaking of new shows, J.G. Quintel, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Close Enough is coming out soon. If you're not familiar with the show, it is pretty much adult regular show.
And regular show already was sort of adult.
Pretty much the most adult kid show. But I saw the first two episodes because HBO did like a quote-unquote leak where they just released it for like a day for free.
Was it good?
I thought it was good. It's the first time I can actually remember seeing a 10-minute like adult cartoon.
Oh, it was 10 minutes like the regular show.
Minutes each.
That's
so I kind of like that better in general with TV, because it feels like less like you can sit down and watch it and it's not eating up your day.
So it's like a YouTube video, basically.
Some TV shows, it's like, oh, an hour? Oy.
Yeah. I like it. Just it's just like
yeah, filler. Game of Thrones. Nerds.
I can't stand filler on TV shows because what's the point? What am I watching?
Most TV shows nowadays are just filler. Filler the TV
yeah.
show.
Yeah, I will say close enough. So the two episodes I saw were definitely not filler. They were very good.
Do you know how many episodes
they were just substantial?
There's going to be
I don't know. Well, because they're 10 minutes, so I would assume more.
Yeah,
because I know regular show most seasons were close to 30.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Oh yeah,
it was similar.
That would make sense to me, but I guess we'll see. I think I'm probably gonna look and see how they're doing the episodes, or how they're releasing them. So if they're gonna release them all at once, I think I might just get a free trial and grind it out. And if they're doing it a week at a time, I'm just gonna wait and then free trial and grind it out.
Well, and.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on HBO streaming
service. I like HBO shows, but their streaming service, I don't know if I'm going to dip into that.
I really don't know if I need to see that. Like, what's it going to be? Just like Game of Thrones and like, I saw South Park's on it. So
okay, well,
I guess
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Come on.
Oh.
It's always
I guess
worth
I did
it. Oh, and
I
got renewed for an 11th season.
Maybe I do need HBO.
Yeah. It's
pretty good. Yeah, oh yeah, and Curb Your Enthusiasm is getting rebooted according to Theo, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, really?
Season,
I didn't know it stopped. I've just never watched it.
Well, cool. It stopped.
I've been meaning to because I've been watching Seinfeld.
After season 8, I think, in 2011, and it came back in 2017. Yeah. And now it's pretty regular. Larry does seasons when he wants to, but he doesn't take like big breaks anymore, which is good.
Yeah, because he's gonna get too old.
Yeah, he will get too old eventually.
If they take another 6 years off, he'll be like 80.
Jeez, I've been meaning to watch. It seems funny. I need to finish Seinfeld first. I think I'm in like season eight out of nine now.
That's after Larry David left the show, but there's still good episodes.
Yeah, I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the first couple I've seen from this season are pretty
good. And then he came back for the finale, which I'll let you
finale,
make an opinion
which...
about.
I know it's not as good as people say it is. I guess, yeah. I'm going to hop to our next thing. Batman.
Oh.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, cameo. Yeah. Michael Keaton. Maybe not even a cameo, but he may be coming back.
He may be
what
coming
do we make
back
of this?
Batman.
Which is a little weird. I forgot. I think he's also pretty old. He's like 70, maybe.
Yeah, but he was still still like acting, and he was in Spider-Man Homecoming. So
he's 68.
He's still doing high intensity roles.
Yeah. So we'll see how that.
I guess it should be interesting to see.
But also, I don't know if maybe it's going to be the same timeline as obviously the original.
He's one
Batman.
Of the best Batman. Ever.
Oh, that would be neat if they just brought back the
and Jack Nicholson's Batman. Now back as the Joker again.
I mean, that's such nostalgia bait.
Yeah, he would never. He hasn't been in a role in like
really
10 years. Yeah, he's
yeah.
Jack Nicholson's
I just watched a movie with Jack Nicholson from like 2003, and I didn't know it was 2003. And I'm like, man, Jack Nicholson looks old. And my mom was like, oh, it's 17 years ago. I'm like, oh my god.
God,
yeah,
He's very talented.
But yeah, he's one of my favorite actors. So both Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton are great. So we'll see if that works.
I mean, DC is a shell of what it used to be.
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of slowly starting to put some stuff back together. Shazam was a good step forward, and then no one really cared about the Birds of Prey movie, but it had good intentions, I guess.
I think the issue with superhero movies is there's only so much variety you can have and only so many types of stories you can tell before, like, it's just, you know.
Yeah. Did you hear the thing how Sony was actually given the chance to basically buy out all the Marvel characters, but they said they only bought Spider-Man because they said no one cares about the rest of them. And here we have the MCU.
Oh, really?
Which, is worth, billions of dollars.
Fair, because I think people are kind of burnt out on some of them.
I think now it's old, but definitely early 2000s, it was Oh, it was huge.
Like, well, because no one thought that anyone was going to care about like Iron Man. It just seemed like, B-list Marvel character in a movie.
Sony's Marvel movies, to be fair, are generally mediocre at best.
Yeah.
But Pizza Time, Spider-Man.
Like, but like the X-Men movies lately.
Oh, yeah. Bad. Oh, those are Sony?
Yeah. No, I think that's Fox. Yeah, but the other ones that aren't owned by the main Marvel, they're just not very good. Sony does an okay job, but the Fox ones are bad.
Howard the Duck?
Yeah, I mean, did you guys see you probably saw the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies, right?
I think I saw both of them. Amazing Spider-Man. The first one was okay.
Yeah.
I think I probably did when I was a kid.
James they were okay.
Fox's Electro sucked.
Yeah, I did.
He looked so weird, that was. Too. They went overboard on his makeup and stuff.
Yeah, it's really a hit or miss at this point with superhero movies. Like, I don't know.
I think maybe it's just because we've seen it. We've seen so many, and they really are. Because there's something so overused about just like, they're all coming together, and then it's like all the superheroes standing together against the bad guy.
Marvel kind of has a,
and it's like, who's gonna win? Who's gonna win?
Marvel kind of has a problem on their hands now because most people are burnt out on the superheroes that are the most popular. And then if you look at the next movies that are planned, they're like characters I've never heard of. It's like, that's getting a movie.
Who cares? Yeah, it's true.
Well, because when you think about, they're trying to probably reach a different demographic, which is really just kids at the end of the day. I know a lot of people like to go crazy over this, but I'm guessing most of the money they make is from kids wanting to go see this for their birthday party.
And then buying the figurines.
And then, having a fucking Spider-Man cake.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they can sustain. The Marvel Universe is going to be sustained for a while, but it's not going to get any better. They've kind of reached
the peak. Okay, what I'm going to guess, this would be the funniest thing. If they just wait 10 years for the people who are kids now watching to get older and then just repeat the whole thing and have all of the superheroes fight against one bad guy in a big movie.
It's actually just the same movie.
They just
AI enhance each generation it, make everyone older into
watching the same thing. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It's just lame.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
I need to get us our big old monkey money count this week. Yeah,
what do we got?
Big sum of 980.
Wow, 980, boys. Closing in on the double digit mark here.
Closing in on double digits. Not to say we're rich, but we're rich.
We're alluding to rich. It, and we're also saying it explicitly, so we are.
Yes.
Just wanted to throw that in there really quick, but back to Batman.
Oh.
And superheroes and that type of stuff. A Batman video game rumored to come out.
Yeah.
Was this another?
They were not, well. It's been in
the
works.
Rocksteady, Rockstar.
Rocksteady.
The article I was reading says WB Interactive might really announce it in August.
At the DC super fan.
I mean, what was the last Batman game?
I will say. Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good game.
I mean, but those games are so painfully overrated.
They're good, but
they're good. They're good. But the combat is not.
Well,
it's not. It's fun to
Well, I think for
you feel like Batman.
I wouldn't want to be Batman.
Well, that was the first. I think back in 2009, I think that was really cool, what they were doing, because there wasn't really a superhero game that took the next step.
Oh yeah, because I suppose it was fluid.
It was getting nice. Into those battles.
All the, no matter what buttons you pressed, it would all flow together. So.
Getting into those big fights with seven goons is fun the first time, but then after 50 times,
it makes you feel like you're good at the game, but you're actually just pressing X and Y.
Yeah.
Just spamming. I don't know.
They're gonna have to do something different.
Spider-Man has a lot better
combat. Yeah, but at least you can use webs to pull the enemies and stuff. If you're Batman, you're just flailing around the place.
It's obviously inspired from the Arkham games. I'm sure all superhero things now are going
to
be.
Maybe
very
I need
Arkham-related.
To get a PS4. I won't play it for that long. I don't think it's worth buying. I'm going to wait until it's $100 in a couple of years.
Well, yeah, PS5's coming out, so it's going to be.
I think people are going to sell them right when the PS5 comes out. I'm going to try and, like, yeah, nab one.
It's going to be kind of annoying, honestly. I honestly don't want anyone to buy the new consoles, so I don't have to buy them either.
Yeah, I'm not upgrading immediately at all.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm just going to see how long I can last with this Xbox One.
I mean, all the games that I've seen that I'm excited for are being released on current gen, too. So,
yeah. But I'm sure that they're going to do that for a couple games, and then soon they're going to
Phase out this gen faster.
I'll give it a year before it's all moved over.
I mean, I'm fine. I had my Xbox 360 from, like, 2009 to, like, 2015 or something like that, and I was fine. Like, I didn't have any problem with that. I could definitely keep my Xbox One.
Lifespan ran from, like, 2006 to 2017. Oh, yeah. That's when they discontinued it. I don't think Sony's going to keep the PS4 around for that long at all.
Yeah, I feel like they're making a big shift now. They're wanting to do with the PS5.
I don't want to say instantly that it's cash grabby. It's kind of cash grabby. Although if it's that much better, then I guess they can justify the price. But I don't know who's asking for like a high end PC as their console.
Or
playing video games.
That would make me desire to upgrade.
Like, they need to stop upgrading the consoles and upgrade the games, honestly. Exactly. Give us some, like, insane AI or, like, something that's so, like, mind-blowing.
I mean, think about how games are considered just classics. They're so old and, like, it's so outdated graphics, yet they continue to think that
graphics look for?
Give a game good graphics.
Good gameplay and, depending on the game, like, a good story. And you can't really get much better than what we have now. Now it's all just, like, nitpicky. Yeah. FPS is up and your graphics card is better.
I honestly can hardly tell the difference between 30 and 60.
I genuinely think graphics have not really improved that much since probably like 2013, 2014.
I think that Unreal 5 is going to be like...
Maybe the next jump, sure, yeah.
But it's not even like, is it that important? Like, do you want to be playing a movie or do you want to be playing a game?
I mean, I want the game to look better. That's not a good excuse, but like, it's just, why are we putting our efforts into this? And maybe
no, but I'm saying like, it should be the first priority to have the game be fun. I'd rather play a fun game that has okay graphics than play
like Walking Simulator,
a dull 4K. Walking grassy field game with
grassy
amazing
field.
Graphics.
Oh, so
like, yeah, just watch a movie.
Yeah, Last of Us.
Looks great, but.
With that, boys, I think we can call it a week.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Once again, thank you to the patrons, our fucking monkey friends, Epic Sauce. And if you're interested in joining in on some monkey fun with us, go to disboard.org, search podcast, and go to the Monkey House. It'll be right up there. We'll monkey around. Have yourself a monkey of it. Yeah, monkey of a time. All right. See you.
Bye.
Next week. Bye-bye.